Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Now, it's one of the Holy Ghost, and there's so many things anybody can say about the Holy Ghost, because he's so big, he's so great, he's so effective, he's so wonderful. But this month, the direction we sought to take was emphasizing his leadership, right?
Yes, Pastor.
His leadership in your life. Recognizing that you are under authority. You are under leadership. Your life is not your own. Seriously. But with a price. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so the Holy Ghost is in you, not so that you can use him like a tool. Do you understand? Use him to get what you want. Use him like, I don't know, a product. No, he's greater. He's greater than all. He's greater than you. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He's in your life to lead you. So the Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you are a mature child of God, because there are many children of God, but if you are the matured one, you wait for the Lord to talk, to lead you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so that is our focus for this month. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things we learned was learning to wait on the Lord. And we said that is not old-fashioned. You know, like what PK shared last week, because of the advancement in technology, everything is fast. Everything is fast. And while he was talking last week, I was just remembering when I was in 100 level, we had to go to the cyber cafe. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Does that still exist? I think just to print, if you want to print stuff, but to go and browse. Does that still exist? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then you buy time. Do you remember?
Yes.
30 minutes for 100 naira.
Sure.
And you not, that 30 minutes will elapse. And you just wait. Oh, dear Lord. At times you want to go to a page, you open many pages and you're just, how many of you remember that? You just wait. And you don't, no complaints like that. Because we're used to it. But now, I mean, even your phone hangs 1 minute and you're upset. So with advancement in technology, speed has been attained. Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
Things are faster. We see God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. So because things are getting faster with time, doesn't mean he should be faster in your own mind, right? So now you want to check Google, in the next 1 second, you're there. So you think that's how God is too. Lord, I want to travel to Europe. Yes, my son, go ahead. At times you wait for God, he hasn't said anything, so you start talking to yourself. You calling yourself my son. Oh, praise the Lord. That's interesting. But it doesn't change. You have to wait on him. Wait, because there are things that need to be arranged at times. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Some people need to be fixed. Remember something Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 10? He said, when you go, whatever house, enter whoever is worthy, their house. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, peace be unto you and all of that. But one of the things we learned years ago was that that means that in every city, God has someone for you there. And it says, when you go there, you enter their house. So you have to wait for him to ensure they have a house first. Right?
Yes,
you don't run. You say, I'm running to China. I have to preach the gospel. But the person God has linked you with, he's still here to get the house. So time doesn't mean God hates you. It means that there are things that need to be organized. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The police officer in that city has to be changed to a kinder person, because when you go there, you break a law. Here in Nigeria, you want to cross road, how do you cross it? You wait for any sign. Of course, don't you look. You look, you run, you stop, you look. Do you understand? But there, you don't do that. So God has already seen that this one is going to happen. So he has to change the authority there. So by the time you're doing it, the person coming is a kind person. Do you understand? All right, so you have to wait on the Lord. And that doesn't mean, listen, waiting on the Lord, because doesn't mean it will take 2 years. Ensure that your movement is based on what God has said. God is your propelling force, because you're under leadership. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And one of the things I want to share with you is that in your life, you have to learn to vocalize the things that you believe. There are some things that you have to say. You have to hear yourself say it. Some things that you know you would never do, but you have to hear yourself say it so that when you get to that position, you will never do it. For example, you can have a Christian who goes, I'm so spiritual, I will never fornicate, in his mind. But you have to say it. Do you understand?
Yes,
you wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I would not fornicate. You hear yourself say it. So if that instance comes, you've heard yourself. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
See, I would not collect bribe. So when the opportunity comes, you not explain it away. You don't say it's not bribe. It's recognizing what is going on. It's greasing my elbow and my palm. Grease it, grease it. No. Because you have vocalized it, you will remain. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You learn to say, I would not make the decisions. That is something you must say. That, all right? And at times they are correct. They come to say, this opportunity, you have to buy this coin. You have to buy this coin. You have to buy it. Right now, we're selling at 30 naira. In the next 2 months, it is projected to be 3,000 naira per coin. Buy it now. It's the next Bitcoin. And so you buy it. Because they say now, you know, the thing with these coins is they increase, all right? The price increase, praise the Lord. So now. But if you are vocalized, I will not make hasty decisions. You wait. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Before I use your school fees, I'm going to buy coins. You wait. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some things you say, I prioritize the voice of God and the leadership of the Holy Ghost in my life. You see, you're training yourself. So at times, you want to do something, it seems nice, but because you have said, I prioritize the voice of God, you would pause and say, wait, what has God said? Have I even heard from him? So you vocalize the things that you believe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Is that clear?
Yes, Pastor.
Don't rush. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
Don't. There are so many things I could share. I think I'll share with some folks. I don't know if it's you guys. How that you have companies that existed for 50 years and the CEO of that company was praised. Do you understand? A pillar in the industry. In front of all the magazines, Forbes magazines, you know, INC, all the important magazines, he's going around giving leadership advice, business advice. 30 years, everybody praised him, until there's an investigation and everything was a fraud. Everything was a scam. 30 years. So because something, from the opinion of men, is lasting for so long, doesn't mean that it is or it is true. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And there are companies like that. There are individuals like that. There's a guy, Benny Madoff. You can go and Google him. He was an investor. You had people who put their life savings for years. This is years. Do you understand? Not just 2 years, 3 years, 1 year. No. For years. You had bank officials. You had corporate officials. You had the most renowned people praising this man. He's going around giving motivational speeches. How to think about it. He knows what he's doing is a scam, but he's going around teaching people how to be successful in a business environment. And after years, in fact, the person who found out that what he was doing was a Ponzi went to reports, and people who were supposed to investigate did not believe that person. He was that renowned. By the time he was caught, you had so many people going broke. I'm trying to say, stick with a person that doesn't have a track record of failure
Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
The word of God would never fail. Stay with a person who would never make a mistake. And live a risky life. God doesn't want you living your life by risk. Faith is not a risk. People say faith, close your eye and just use your faith. No, your eyes must be open when you're using faith. Faith is not a risk. Faith is insisting on God's word, meaning that there is a document, there's an evidence with which you're basing your responses and your actions on. We can trace it. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
It's not a leap in the dark. No, God is light. Anything that you're doing with God is exposed. You must know what you're doing. So that's faith. He doesn't want you to live your life by risk. You say, it's 30 naira per coin. Okay, I'll just use my faith, and put 10,000. No, faith is based on the word. You must have heard from God. That is faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Here's a thought. Go to 1 John 5, verse 9. So let's get into this. 1 John 5, verse 9. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, I'm making progress. I'm moving forward. See, I'm special. I am peculiar. Yes, you are. All right. Verse 9. He says, if we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is what? Greater. Beautiful. If you receive the witness, the opinion, if you care about the opinions of men, you should care even more about God's opinion. Anytime man has a witness, God has a witness.
Yes.
A greater one. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
that's what I'm trying to say. Anytime man has an opinion about the subject, God has a greater one. And you should receive his own. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in fact, you get to a point where you don't even care about the opinions of men. Your focus is on God and what he has said. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You get to that point in your life where it is only God and his word that what matters. Go to John 2. John 2, verse 23. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Just follow me, all right? John 2, verse 23. Look, let's look together. It says, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Who is he talking about here?
Jesus.
Come on, I in this place. Who is he talking about?
Jesus.
Yeah. He said he was at Jerusalem and many believed in his name. Why? Because they saw the miracles he did. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The guy who could not see began to see because of this man, so they believed in his name. Verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of men because he knew what was in man. Jesus, though. He said they believed in him because they saw the miracles he did, but he did not commit himself to them. He says because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Let me read from TPT. John 2, verse 23. TPT, the Passion Translation. Listen to this. It says, while Jesus was at the Passover feast, the number of his followers began to grow, and many gave their allegiance to him because of the miracle. Man was capable of doing. And was he right? Yes, they killed him. You see? So he didn't care about their opinions. And you shouldn't also, because this is the one you're following. Why? Why shouldn't you care about the opinions of men? Because when you de-emphasize the opinions of men, you begin to emphasize God's position. Are you seeing that? It has to start with that. If you care about what people think, you can't care about what God thinks. They can't go together. That's what Jesus said. Go to John 5, verse 44. And this is the mode of the Holy Ghost, and we are learning how to emphasize the voice of God. And you will not be able to do that accurately if you still care about what people think, their opinions. So you want to get a car and God says, wait, not now. You don't have that move in your spirit that you should go ahead and do it. But your friends, your family members, by this time you should have gotten a car. Your colleagues have gotten a car. Your age mates have gotten a car. Well, not all of them. Some have died. Some are in prison. All right? But then you're looking at the opinions of men. And guess what? If their opinions are stronger in your heart, you will not listen to the voice of God. Look at what Jesus said. He says, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? See, you can't do the two. You can't be looking for the honor of men and get the honor that comes from God. If you're focused on the voice of God, you will drain the voice of men. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And so you start by emphasizing what God has said and de-emphasizing the opinions of men. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
When you live your life based on the leadership of the Holy Ghost, it doesn't matter who is talking. Someone can come and tell you, you're still working in that company, that they're not paying you much, and you might feel it. Do you understand? Someone can say, you're working with that man. If you were smart, this is what you do. I'm talking about swindling that company. But you remember the one that sent you. You remember the one that you're following, and you stick with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, 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 yes. 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 Say this. Say, I am
under
the leadership
of the Holy Ghost.
And I emphasize
his
voice
in my life.
Nothing else matters.
No one else matters.
But the Spirit of God.
Is that true?
Yes. Let the Word of God be your propelling force. God will talk to you. The Spirit of God will lead you through his Word. God will never lead you outside his Word. That's what Jesus said. Are you in this place?
Yes,
pay attention to me. All right? He will never lead you outside his Word. Jesus said he will take of mine and give unto you. He will bring to your remembrance the things that I've said. So he's not going to tell you something strange. Whatever the Holy Ghost is going to tell you, you can trace it in the Word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So let the Word of God be your propelling force. For example, why would I be kind to this person even though he deserves a slap? Is it because I'm such a good person? Well, yes, I'm a good person, but I can't depend on that. I would not slap him because I know what God's Word has said. Jesus said I should be kind. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
And so I would not slap him because the Holy Ghost reminds me of what Jesus said. And that is me submitting myself to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He brings you remembrance the things Jesus have said. Go to John 14, verse 26. John 14, verse 26. I read it. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So he'll be the one to remind you. Why won't you cheat that person? Because you know cheating is wrong. And it is in the Word of God. And he would remind you. That is how God talks to you. That is how you know the voice of God. And you know it is not your mind. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He will bring to remembrance everything Jesus has said. All right. Now, because you live your life based on what God has said, and you're committed, all right, to the Word of God, it means that when God speaks, even if what he says seems outrageous, even if what he says seems ridiculous, Even if it seems like he's delaying before he talks, or what he's saying right now is late. Because you have committed yourself to prioritize his voice in your life, you will do what he says. Even though it seems late, are you in this place? Even though it seems ridiculous. There is that commitment you have because you know you're under leadership. If God says jump, even though everybody is bending now, you will jump. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep your mind here. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Those of us in front, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Some of you are not. But I want your mind here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We talk about waiting on the Lord. And I'm saying that while you wait on him, when he finally talks, even though it seems as though he's talking late, even though it seems as though what he's telling you seems ridiculous, you will do it. Because waiting on the Lord also means being committed to do what he says when he finally talks. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. But I want us to do something. 3 minutes. Thank God for the things you have learned just now. I want you to speak in tongues. And I want some of you to bring your mind back here. That thought, that thing that is distracting you, bring it back. Remove it and bring your mind back to church. Remind yourself, I'm in God's house. God has something for me. God has a word for me. Ligo braka suta brade sharamande digredis. Le cobra do sukati gradesh taravotos kita prakto jaramande digredes. Ze cobra kasuta brado sharamande digredes katush vrek isaradosh. Liba kozat ekran ashtine vren usavrena bladis. Le credeski de koja vrek tu supravenda ligredo sharamande digredes. Lika tu sagradeska radosha rabakta kesika dosha ekradeska tuja libra dosa ramanda liga dosha ramanda liga des leko suha bahaka siga doshka eska dokra des liga pradesiga dosha ramanda liga doska eka diska vrek dosha ramanda liga dosha manungra deski radosha ke igra deska tuza vek. So say you wait on God. Even though it seems as though he's speaking late, you wait on him. There's something PK shared last week, and I was so excited to see it. Go to Isaiah 40. Something remarkable. Isaiah 40, verse 28. God is never late. He might seem late, but he's not late. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Can you trust that?
Yes, Pastor.
Can you rest with that knowledge that he's never late? Someone says, I had to pay my rent last week. I have still not gotten it this week. Okay, from this position, today, rest first in the knowledge that he knows what is going on. And he's not late. He's never late. There is a plan.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Concerning your life, he's not late. When you compare yourself with others, it might seem faster with some and slow with you. Wrong comparison. Concerning you, he's on time.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not. So he doesn't give up. Oh, thank God he doesn't give up. He will never give up on you. I mean, it doesn't matter the number of mistakes you make. He says he fainted not. He will never get to a point where he says, you know what, I'm tired of you. No, he doesn't faint. Neither is what? Weary. This is good news. Someone says, last year he told me to do something, I didn't do it. Now it's there. God is never weary. He's never weary. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have to understand this. Right? He can't look at you and say, what do I do with your life now? I'm tired. No, that's why, look at how he started. He says, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, doesn't faint? Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Unlimited understanding, you think by now you should have acted, but he understands it more than you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A son can start a business idea and has given up. No. Greater is he that is in you than he in the world. It says he increaseth strength. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Verse 30. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly. Now, look at this. This is certain. He's saying the young man, the youth, shall faint. Are you in this place? A day would come, they'll be tired. Have you ever seen children? Let's leave youths first. Children that just run. Why are they running? Nobody knows. Have you seen babies like that? When I mean babies, I mean 2 years old, 3 years. Have you seen children like that? I remember when I was seven, I came back home, and one of some kids, their light come into my room. I don't know why. So they enter the room. Finally, they keep saying, Auntie, want to come? It's okay, fine. Enter. You know what they did? I just sat down looking at these children. They were just running around. Just running around. I grew tired. They were just going. I was just looking at them. Going, playing, laughing, going, running around. No direction. Guess what? They grew tired. So he says, even the youths shall faint. And be what?
Weary.
They might last longer than the old man. Do you understand? So if a young man and an old man are walking, the old man might get tired quicker. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
But God is saying for sure, that young man, he'll faint. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. And he says, and a young man shall utterly what?
Oh.
But they that wait upon the Lord.
Yeah, that's me.
You know what I'm saying here? This is so wonderful. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not what? Okay, this is nice. Help me. Thank you. Look at this. He says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall walk and not faint. But the criteria is they are waiting on the Lord. They waited before they started walking. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Think about this. You have two people. One man is so agile, so motivated. On his own strength, he begins to walk. He begins to go. Are you in this place?
Yes,
we can say we are trekking from Surulere to Ojota. And he starts. He begins to walk. But one guy, the other guy, is waiting on the Lord. While he's waiting, time is going. That man is covering distance. Are you in this place?
Yes,
he's going, but this guy is waiting. He's waiting for God to say go. God has not talked yet. But this one is going. So that journey can be life's journey. Someone, by the time he's 15, he has graduated. He has his doctorate. By the time he's 16, he has bought his first car. By the time he's 20, he has two houses. But you... you're doing this based on God's word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you're almost 25. So that guy is walking towards Jota, and you're here in Shulere waiting. He said, for sure, one day that guy will stop. He would faint. Are you in this place? Yes. Listen to this. This is where you guys started. You're here waiting on the Lord. This guy starts walking. You're waiting 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. The guy is walking. God says one day he will stop. He will faint. He will grow tired. So he'll be here. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you looking at this?
Yes, Pastor.
You are still here, waiting on the Lord. But when God speaks, and you start walking because he said something, all right? He says, they shall walk and not faint. Meaning that you keep walking, you meet the guy there, but you will not stop. Are you seeing that? The guy walks on his own strength, with his own strength. He gets to year 7, and he's tired. But he says, when you wait for God to speak, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You wait for him to speak. When you start walking, year 7, he says, you will not faint. You renew your strength. Are you in this place?
Yes,
you will meet that guy that forced you on his own strength, and you would pass him because you will not faint. And you know what? You're just walking. You've not started running. He says, they shall run and not be weary. You've not even started running. And then when you think, you see, when you think running is enough, he says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Because they said to us last week that eagles are different from birds. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
Birds are always doing like this. Have you seen a chicken? Is a chicken a bird? Is a chicken a bird?
Yeah.
But cannot fly. And they're the ones always do like this. Everybody does like this. All right? Birds do like this. He says, eagles just glide. Right? They are moved by the wind. He's saying this is your life when you wait on God. No stress. No stress. And you will not faint. You will not be weary. And so you have to wait for God to speak. That is a picture I want to give to you today. You have to wait. You have to wait. Listen, God might be telling you this is how you should do things. And in the eyes of men, he's not getting the kind of big results the other person is doing. Leave that person alone. You keep following the voice of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen, if you wait on the Lord, he says, you renew your strength. Meaning that while others would have given up more strength, he says, you will not faint. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let me show you one more. Go to Zechariah 4, verse 6. He's like that guy who's digging. He's digging. He's digging. He's digging. One day he grows tired. But the one who starts digging because God says he should, he will never grow tired.
Yes.
He will cover that distance. He will redeem that time. That's what he's saying. God's word can cause you to redeem time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah. One of the things I think about, just maybe when I don't have work, all right, is how funny life is. In 2012, or let's go, yeah, 2012, my classmate had this phone. It was a Samsung Note, I think Note 2, all right, just came out. And I asked him, how much is it? And he said, 99,000 naira. And I thought, wow, price of a laptop. Interesting. He said, no, but he likes things like that. I mean, I had no problem with it. Do you understand? Interesting. And right then, that note looked, it was the newest, do you understand? The finest, all white, beautiful. But I didn't have a note. What did I even have? A Nokia. All right? No, I didn't look down on myself. Do you understand? Firstly, even if I had 99,000, there's no way I was going to buy that stuff. All right? Okay. But some things I think about, years have passed. You see that note that was so brand new and so wonderful? If someone gave it to me today, I wonder, do you want me to break it? Do you understand?
Yes.
What does that mean? First to have doesn't equate durability or longevity. Do you understand?
Yes.
So because one is moving so fast, don't worry. Let God talk to you. Let God talk to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the guy was still using that note 2 this year, all right? He can say the time I bought this phone, it was the latest, but it's no longer the latest. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
But I'll be using the latest. And so it's important you wait. Wait for God to talk. Look at verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. You know it, don't you?
Yes, Pastor.
So many songs. But I want you to ponder on this. He says in life, you see, God made the world. He knows how the world operates. He knows first to start doesn't mean first to finish. Are you in this place?
Yes,
first to finish doesn't mean they won. You can go and check the video and find out they made a mistake. So he says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Someone says, time is going, you have to buy this thing. No, wait, by his spirit. That is the confidence he gives you. Said the Lord of hosts. Go to verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. This is what his spirit can do. He says, that great mountain will become a plain. He says, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. You know what that means? It means that mountain became a plain. Nothing physical could have wrought it. It was not by the hand of man. It was by the Spirit of God. This is how God wants to show his beauty in your life. Are you seeing that? He wants me to look at your life and they know only God could have done this. But that would happen when you wait on him. When you're not trying to prove a point by yourself. But you wait for him to tell you to go. He said, they look at your life and just say, grace. Grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is grace. It is grace. Because it is not by your might. It is not by your intelligence. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You waited on the Lord. You waited on him. It says, crying grace, grace unto it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So being under the leadership of the Holy Ghost is not a chore. It's not a burden. It is for your advantage.
Yes.
Because if you do things by your own self, one day he says you will faint. One day you get stuck. One day you get into a ditch. But the good news is that same spirit that is a way maker is right there with you. But you know what? He wants to start with you. And so you submit yourself under his leadership. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Analyze your life. Don't get too used to your own ways. Analyze your life. Important decisions that you're making, is it because God told you? Or because you liked it. Analyze your life. It is the things that God has said that will remain. It doesn't matter if it's working. If it's working for a very long time, you say, hey, I used my sense and I did it 1 year, still working 2 years, 3 years. He says, even the youth shall grow faint. The young men shall fall. So even though it's working, it is rising to fall down. That is the promise for everything that is not of God's word. One day it will fall. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But because you wait on the Lord, you would walk and not be weary. I said, analyze important decisions. Even the ones that are not important, analyze. Be sure it is God that is leading you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When you're under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, no matter what happens, there is a confidence you are not leading yourself.
Yes.
The person who told you to go here, who told you to go to Oshobo, knows what he's doing. Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
You rest in his wisdom. You rest in his understanding. You know he understands the situation more than you do. That is the confidence when you know you're doing things because God says you should. But when you're doing things because you want to, Every day you'll be asking questions. Every day you'll be questioning yourself. Every day you try to prove a point to other people that you're succeeding. Because you are leading yourself. If it is God that is leading you, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Even when things seem tough, you know the one that told you to go, he knows what he's doing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lastly, before we close, talking about the Holy Ghost. Go to Acts 1 verse 8. Thank you. Acts 1 verse 8. Are you learning something?
Yes, Pastor.
Your life should be full of grace. And throughout this week, you will experience grace.
Amen.
You know what grace is? Grace is unmerited favor. That means favor you did not merit. Do you understand? It's like you're walking down the road, someone comes and take 100,000 naira. Say, what did I do? Nothing. That is grace. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So what says I have a job for you? He said, but you don't want my CV. No, they don't need it. That is grace. This week, grace is yours.
Yeah.
But you see, it is the Spirit. That's why he said, by my Spirit. And that is why this week, because you're going to experience grace, you will not be in a haste to make decisions. Are you in this place?
Yes,
because when you make sure by your own hustle and power, you walk, you get a drop. But when you wait for God to speak, you have oceans. That is grace. So this week, in the morning, when you wake up, you ask, how do I plan the day? How do I start? Because you know, following his voice this week would ensure grace.
Yes.
Little effort, massive results.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
Some of you have business, you want sales. You do adverts. Okay, receive this prophecy. Listen very well. You do adverts. Some of you, you need clients, so you put a lot of effort into getting clients. This week, because you're waiting on the Lord, I said little efforts. You do 10,000 naira ad, you get 30,000 naira revenue. But this week, little effort, massive results. I said the clients will be coming. That's grace. And that is waiting on the Lord to talk. Remember, Peter and the disciples had talked all night. And they caught nothing. Massive effort, no result. Until Jesus talked. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Until the word of God came. And then he said, cast the net on the right side. They have been toiling all night. All night. But see what grace can do. In less than a second, they cast the net. And the Bible says the fishes started coming towards the net. Oh, dear Lord. They didn't cast the net and start moving the boat around to catch the fish. No. That is the word of God. The fishes started coming. Listen. So, there is little effort, much results. And there is grace lavished on you. Where the results will gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
Are you seeing
it? Yes, Pastor.
So, this week, don't rush out of your house. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
Get the word of God. Because this week you are insisting to live by grace.
Yes.
Lastly, before we go, Jesus is talking about the Holy Ghost. And we'll continue next week with this. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I read that again. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Is the Holy Ghost in you?
Yes.
That means the power is inside of you.
Yes.
What is power? Power is the ability to cause changes. He's saying when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and now he indwells you, you would receive the ability to cause changes. Meaning that You can change your life through the Holy Ghost. You can change expectations through the Holy Ghost. You can change who you are. Oh, praise the Lord. Through the Holy Ghost. You can make yourself unique from the rest to the Holy Ghost. This is what I mean. Maybe in your family, there is a pattern you have observed. He says, when the Holy Ghost comes on you, you can change that pattern for yourself. And I want to show you that tremendous change. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Verse 6. So, stop here. Acts 1. When we read Acts 1, Jesus is telling us that anytime the Spirit of God is present, there can be a change. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Now, you are the one that will take advantage of that change. So it's like anytime you come to meet me, there can be a change in your finances because I'm going to give you money. All right?
Yes.
But you have to accept that money. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So that's what he's telling you, that anytime the Spirit of God is present, there can be a change in your life, your productivity. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The wisdom with which you work with, there can be a change. But you have to recognize that things can change and take advantage of that change. Now look at this, verse 6. Samuel is talking to Saul before he became king in the eyes of men, but he had already been anointed. And Samuel is telling him something. All right? He says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be what? He's saying when the Spirit of God would come on Saul, Saul would change into another man. His figure did not change. The way he looked did not change. But inside of him, timidity disappeared because he was supposed to be king. Are you in this place? He was turned to another man. I'm telling you, this change, all right, transformed his life. That person that made poor decisions, that saw short-sightedly, that did not understand some things. He said when the Spirit of God comes on him, he would be turned to another. Meaning the things that are unproductive would go away. Are you in this place?
Yes,
things would change in his life. Now, the Spirit of God is here right now. And I said, in his presence, anything can change. You are the one to take advantage of it. So you ask, do you think things can change in your life right now?
Yes.
Things might not be bad, but they can be good. They can be better. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. Maybe the way you think would have to change. The way you respond to situations would have to change. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The way you use your money would have to change. The way you plan your life would have to change. He said that is what the Spirit of God can do. There are people who get money, they don't know how to manage it. The issue is not getting money. They get. It's their management that is the problem. But he says, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you will be turned. You just wake up and, you know, at times I say some things are not a baptism. All right? But then there are some things that are the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That means the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You wake up and realize, hey, I'm planning this thing better. I'm making wiser decisions. I am more consistent. This is what the Holy Ghost can do for you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Right now, I want you to pray. 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 I said we'll continue into next week. But pray. Because the Spirit of God is here right now. And some of you need to recognize opportunities fast or better. You need to be more meticulous, more careful.